now more Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600. Call Dave now at 822-1600. That's 734-822-1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom Punks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham! Talk 1600. I guarantee the content we're going to discuss in the next half hour you will not see in the bought-off, lamestream fake media. Why? Because they won't touch it, because it takes on the globalist syndicate. You know, folks, there has been so much smoke and mirrors, and there's been so much so many issues raised about, did Obama or did anyone wiretap Trump? Oh no, that's conspiracy theory. No, we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to get to the bottom of it quick. I am honored to have back with us someone I consider a friend, someone who is an incredibly courageous individual, and someone I respect, one of the people I respect most in life, General Thomas McInerney. General McInerney is the founder of Government Reform Through Technology, a consulting firm that works with high-tech companies. They conduct business with federal, state, city, and local governments to help them introduce advanced technology into the public sector. Prior to this, Tom was the CEO and president of Business Executives for National Security, a national nonpartisan organization of business and professional leaders. For 35 years, General McInerney served as a pilot, commander, and strategic planner in the United States Air Force. Tom retired from military service as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting to the Secretary of Defense. General McInerney led the Pentagon's reinventing government effort, visiting more than 100 leading-edge commercial companies to assimilate their ideas about business reengineering. Tom graduated from the United States Military Academy and earned a master's degree in international relations from George Washington University. He also attended the Armed Forces Staff College and Naval National War College. He is co-author with our friend General Paul Valley of a great book, The Endgame. It is an honor, Tom, to have you back with us on Operation Freedom.
Thank you, Dave. Good to be with you.
Tom, last time you were on our show, and I've pushed this issue on my YouTube channel as well as on this show, we discussed the Espionage Act. And Barack Obama's actual, I believe, violation of the Espionage Act. I have been called a conspiracy theorist for saying that. I have been called many things worse than that, actually. Tom, am I off when I say that Obama has violated, and other individuals such as Hillary Clinton, have violated the Espionage Act?
No, you're not, Dave. And the reason you're not is Hillary Clinton was operating a server. People call it a rogue server. That she had over 2,000 classified emails and over 200 special access programs, SAP programs, divulged on it. That server did not have an ATO, it means authority to operate. In other words, it was a rogue server. Mm-hmm. The first email that went into the White House from her, the White House Communications Agency, WACA, which I used to oversee when I was in the Pentagon, the number three man in the Pentagon, they had to report that to the Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel had to tell that to the President. And right away, I can assure you, NSA at Fort Meade has every one of the emails that she sent and the 30,000 or 32,000 that she deleted. Now, she violated the Espionage Act with that, because not only were the Russians, Chinese, Iranians, Israelis, and others, French, British, tapping into that network. And so that information, the classified information, was divulged, which meant she was in violation of the Espionage Act. It also means that President Obama was too, because he sent her an email using a pseudonym. Mm-hmm. And so he knew, and he is complicit in the approval of that rogue server. And that's why it's a very serious thing. I believe that is why the Democrats are bringing up the Russian complicity or in the election and a whole host of other things, because they do not want the Justice Department to go after this issue, in addition to, everybody understands, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's foundation, the Clinton Foundation, what a deal that was in violation of U.S. code. So what you say is correct. Now, let me complicate your problem a little more.
Go right ahead.
I just got 15 minutes ago, and I just sent it to you.
Yeah, I saw it.
And I'll read it.
From General Lyons. Go ahead. I want you to, because I think this is really, really important, and the lamestream fake media, Tom, will never touch this. Go for it.
They will never go. President Obama's Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, and his Central Intelligence Agency Director, John Brennan, oversaw a secret supercomputer system known as the Hammer, according to former NSA-CIA contractor-turned whistleblower Dennis Montgomery. Clapper and Brennan were using the supercomputer system to conduct illegal and unconstitutional government data harvesting and wiretapping. The Hammer was installed on federal property in Fort Washington, Maryland, at a complex which some speculate is a secret CIA-NSA operation at a U.S. naval facility. President Trump's allegation that Obama administration was tapping him is not only supported by Montgomery's whistleblower revelations about Brennan and Clapper's computer system, the Hammer, but also by statements made this week by William Binney, a former NSA technical director of the World Geopolitical and Military Analyst Reporting Group, by former CIA and State Department official Larry Johnson, and by Montgomery's attorney Larry Klayman. The system, the Hammer, according to the audio tapes, accessed the phone calls, emails, and bank accounts of millions of ordinary Americans. One of the ordinary tapes made public by federal judge Murray Snow revealed that Brennan Clapper particularly targeted and wiretapped Donald Trump a zillion times. End of quote.
Game, set, and match. Game, set, and match. And that came through General Lyons, correct?
Admiral Lyons, yes.
Admiral Lyons, Ace Lyons. Tom, when I bring this up about this, they say, oh, you know, Trump is paranoid and you're paranoid, Janda. And it's been time and time again shown, Tom, that, and again, this is another violation of the Espionage Act. Trump was being wiretapped. Fact. And this points it out yet again.
Exactly, Dave. And that's the danger that we now have. There are so many systems capable of penetrating social media and iPhones and mobile phones that we're also dependent upon. And wisely, you know, I want the CIA and I want the NSA to be listening to bad guys. I don't want them to be listening to us.
And
that's the important thing.
About a week to 10 days, 17 days before Obama left office, not 17 months, not, you know, not 17 weeks, but within a couple of weeks of leaving office, he passed an executive order where that information that the NSA gets, they don't have to hold it, that it can immediately be sent to the 16 other intelligence agencies and can be leaked ad nauseum.
Correct.
I mean, that alone, Tom, to me is a violation of the Espionage Act again.
I agree. I mean, the fact is, he had to, now he didn't authorize it personally. Loretta Lynch, his attorney general, did, and she signed it. But the fact is, you know that she communicated with him, and you know that he's not going to have any fingerprints on this. So let's just say the Obama administration is guilty of violating the Espionage Act. President Obama himself is guilty of it because he communicated on Hillary Clinton's rogue server that was in violation of the Espionage Act.
Yeah, but
now, that's why you're hearing all this stuff about Trump and the Russians and they stole the election from us, et cetera. They do not want anybody to look into this.
Tom, is there anyone that's not being blackmailed, that isn't being bribed, that has the guts to investigate this in Washington? Because I'm wondering. out loud. If there isn't a individual that has the courage, the patriotism, and hasn't been blackmailed or bought off, that will look at this.
Well, I think the Attorney General will. He's going to have to do this, take a look at this, based on this recent information I just read you. I see no way that he cannot. Now, the mainstream media, you're absolutely correct. They will not touch Dave.
They'll never.
They will go nowhere near it. And they'll obfuscate the issue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That report that you read from Admiral Lyons,
yes.
You will never see that in the light of day in the lamestream fake media, Tom. Never.
Never. You're correct.
Now, earlier...
So Hammer...
Go ahead.
Hammer will die a death if people do not pick it up. Some people, it's got to be in the Justice Department. Now, look, I believe we have a Justice Department that is finally not corrupt. The last two DOJs were as corrupt as the history of the United States. Loretta Lynch and the other chap. The fact is, someone must investigate this, because this is so far greater than Watergate.
Mm-hmm.
Watergate is just nothing compared to if Hammer is true, and someone needs to verify it. I haven't been able to do the due diligence, and I sent it to you just to alert you. But there are enough names there,
mm-hmm.
and the federal judge that have looked into it, that I think that it is very important that this be looked at right now, because it just corroborates all the other things that we've done. Why do you think Valerie Jarrett moved into the Obama residence?
Yeah. She's living there and she has an office there. I mean, she's running this operation, whether it's for helping with this Organizing for Action subversive group that they own and operate. But it's same thing. I truly believe, Tom, that Valerie Jarrett was integral in this wiretapping fiasco.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She did it. And she was the buffer between the president and DNI, Director of National Intelligence, Jim Clapper, as well as Brennan, CIA. She was doing all the work. That's why they've got her in the residence, because they know people can now tap her phone, and so she's got to communicate face-to-face. And they probably got a bubble in the quarters, too, in the home. A bubble is a cyber-proof area that people go into to prevent people from listening.
And this is the reason why, Tom, they went after Sessions so ferociously and tried to get him essentially removed as Attorney General immediately after being appointed, correct?
Correct. Now, remember, he recused himself from looking into anything on the Russians.
Right.
But he clearly did not recuse himself from looking into the taping and the Hammer-like operations on the Trump team, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
He did not recuse himself from that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to take the leadership.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Now, earlier this week, Tom, Judge Napolitano was on Fox News, and he said that he felt that some of the tapping was also, in addition to this, what we talked about here with the Hammer, but he actually focused on some of the wiretapping being outsourced to British intelligence agencies.
I believe
he mentioned the GCHQ, and that they essentially are the NSA of Britain, and that they have a symbiotic working relationship with the NSA of file sharing and the like. Do you believe that holds merit? Because the GCHQ... on Friday, I believe, came out and said, oh, no. We're outraged. This didn't happen. And then some media sources, fake media sources in Britain, came out and said, Sean Spicer, who had mentioned this at a press conference on Thursday, and McMaster, the director of intelligence, called and apologized, only to find out that they never called and apologized, and they never stepped back off of their statement of Spicer making on Thursday, saying there are some reports that this was outsourced. What's your take on that, Tom?
Well, 30 years ago or more, the chap who was a liaison officer called the Suslow was outside my office when I was the air attaché in London. All I can say, Dave, is the relationship is so close. And it was very interesting. Immediately after President Trump was elected and took office, the director of GCHQ retired abruptly. So all I know. So I'm starting to say that there are dots around that need to be connected, and that Judge Napolitano's case, plus what these other whistleblowers are turning up and hammer, may have merit. I don't know, but I know that there's potential because of certain actions they may have merit.
And there is a court called the FISA court, which is a secret court that folks in government can go to get, if you will, intelligence information, wiretapping done, correct? They can get approval from this judicial panel.
Correct,
yeah. So reportedly, Tom, and I want your take on this, somebody, Lynch, Obama, went to the FISA court in June of 2016 and was rejected. That's my understanding, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, it's my understanding, and tell me if I'm wrong, usually the FISA court in about 99.7% of the time will approve whoever came to them about getting more information. And this time it was not approved, which tells you exactly how bogus this whole phishing episode was against Trump.
Correct.
Well, then they went back in October. And they narrowed it and took Trump's name out of it and narrowed it to one particular server in Trump Tower, is my understanding.
Correct.
Well, so many people are saying, well, you see, they got the FISA warrant, so that must mean that there was something nefarious going on. That server in Trump Tower was essentially a business server that was sending out emails and advertising literature. It's my understanding, Tom.
Well, that's what I've heard too, and that's what the Congress has got to look at and see. They do these incidental things, and things come up in the incidentals.
Yeah.
And so, if they were looking at that server, they may have been, you know, looking at other things. And again, you know, the fingerprints of the president, President Obama, are not around that. Now, Valerie Jarrett, perhaps, but that's why it's so important for Jim Clapper and John Brennan to testify under oath in the Congress, and hopefully there'll be more whistleblowers that come out and blow the whistle like they have on Hammer. That's very important, Dave.
It's key.
It's key.
Well, do you
those
think
civil servants do
now,
that?
Now, didn't Clapper testify under oath before and lie?
Yes.
So why do you think he'll tell the truth this time under oath? He got away with it before. I mean, you and I would tell the truth under oath. But that doesn't seem to stop this guy from lying under oath.
Well, you know, I know the circumstances which he did that. I think what he should have said, rather than lied, he should have said, we have to go in the closed session to discuss this issue any further. But he didn't.
No.
So he lied under oath, and he apologized. But the fact is you're right. Now, I know Jim, and I have a lot of respect for him, but I'm not sure what happened after the number of years he was working in a swamp there, if he lost his compass focus. John Brennan, there's no question of what he would do. Absolutely no question.
Yeah.
And the danger he's done to the U.S.
You know, Tom, I there is a theory out there, and I think it holds water, that these FISA warrants were cover. That while they first instituted this Hammer system that you outed today, and while they might have been actually working with the GCHQ out of Britain to try to tap Trump, they needed some way to cover their tracks. And the way they tried to do that was trying to get these FISA warrants, knowing full well there was about a 99.97% chance they could do it. What do you think about that?
That's true.
Yeah.
I think that's true. I think that's true. In other words, you can abuse anything. You have the legal system approving them, mm-hmm. and you have to operate. It's under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, and it's important that we're able to operate with speed on that. Mm-hmm. But it is a case when you have where your executive branch violates the law behind it, and that's the danger of what we're facing. And so it is very important. The hammer stunned me, what I just read when mm-hmm. we opened this segment. Mm-hmm. It stunned me, Dave. And it is really something that will exceed anything done before in the U.S. government.
I'll tell you, Tom, you sent that to me 6 minutes before we went on from Admiral Lyons. And when I read it, I actually physically gasped.
Well, you should.
It is. It is something. If I was in Congress, if I was a member of Congress right now, I would be on the phone burning it down and saying this needs to be pronto. I mean, like tomorrow.
Well, I'll read the last sentence again for your listeners. One of the audio tapes made public by federal judge G. Murray Snow revealed that Brennan and Clapper particularly targeted and wiretapped Donald Trump a zillion times.
And that's in quotes, a zillion times.
Yes.
I mean, that's not you saying a zillion. That's the judge saying a zillion.
Correct. And then the system has gone off the air, I understand. It was taken, but the source was able to capture it on the SoundCloud included. This has all been removed from the web now. We did capture it on the SoundCloud included. So that's what I think your listeners have got to understand. This is a very serious thing. Everything about the Russians stealing the election is tactical deception on Democrats, and they're bringing up everything they can to obfuscate the issue. And I believe the only way for the nation is the Republicans must dig into this, go after it, and whether we need a special prosecutor or not, the special prosecutor ought to investigate President Obama using the rogue server as well as Hillary Clinton and violating the Espionage Act. That's how it ought to start out.
General,
the Democrats want a special prosecutor, give them one on those issues.
I agree. General Tom McInerney, I thank you. Even though you're retired from the United States military, you are still an incredibly courageous, patriotic American who is looking out for the welfare and the freedoms of every American citizen. I thank you, Tom, for your service and your continued service. Folks, you're listening.
Thanks for what you're doing, Dave.
I thank you, Tom. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at WAM Talk 1600.